Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the Toe Meets Other podcast. I'm Logan. Here today with me is a man who is often mistaken for a bear. Andrew, how's it going today, Andrew?
You know, it's a tough life. I just wanted that nice family's picnic basket.
I know, and the honeybees just don't seem to like you whenever you roll around. It's so sad. And then a man who always seems to get up my ass because we're not going fast enough, Tommy. How's it going, Tommy?
This is taking too long.
Your wife doesn't appreciate this, Tommy.
She doesn't. She wants me back.
All right, fair enough. Well, at Tommy's request, let's go ahead and get into it. So, week 9 had some interesting matchups. I think week 10 you're going to see some more of a conference race than a playoff hype. Obviously, we got Bama playing for its life again. But one of our more interesting matchups that's not getting the conference or the playoff hype, we've got Air Force going on the road to Army. So either Air Force is going to officially secure the Commander-in-Chief's trophy, or Army is going to get a chance to fight for it at the end of the year at Army versus Navy, which would be a hell of a game. So right now, FPI actually favors Army in this matchup by 66%. So, Andrew, you've been typing on Army all year. What do you think? Are they going to come in and win this matchup?
I think they are. Army's been better on defense, especially against than Air Force has. You know, these games are always kind of slobber knockers because both teams really have a good understanding of what the other teams want to do. The game is in Mitchie Stadium in West Point, so I think that's definitely going to be an advantage to Army, although cold weather, you know, with Air Force being Colorado, it doesn't really matter. You know, but I think Army wins it, which actually gets them to 6-3. Which would be awesome and a great step in the right direction for Jeff Munkin and that Army program. And then, like you said, it sets up a Commander-in-Chief showdown for the Army-Navy games.
All right. Well, Tommy, I know maybe you don't pay as much attention to Army as Andrew does, but you still like these kind of matchups. Who do you favor, Army or Air Force?
You know, I actually favor Army in this one, and looking at Air Force's schedule coming forward, they may have some trouble making a bowl game. I mean, I know they only need one win, and they've got Colorado State. But if they don't win Colorado State, between San Jose and Boise left on their schedule, it could be rough for them. So I definitely think Air Force has more to play for this week, because their bowl hopes will be on the line if they can't get one of those wins out.
All right. Nigel was not able to be here today. He sent me his picks, but he actually sent me his picks from week 8 for some reason. So I guess in the Air Force versus Army matchup, he is taking Arkansas. All right. So I am also picking Army. I'm just going to keep it straightforward because I think Andrew hit on all my points. But the bottom line is I like teams that play good defense. Right now, Army has the better defense. I'm going to take Army, and they're at home, so I mean, I think we're all agree on this one, except for Nigel, who's making this. He's going to be making some bold picks this week, I'm telling you that much. All right. Next up, we've got two matchups that I just kind of wanted to tie together because I really like being optimistic at the off chance that Kentucky could win the SEC East. We've got UGA going on the road to Kentucky. And it would just make me so happy if Kentucky managed to win that game. But also, we're looking at UF at Arkansas. So UF would have to drop the next two games, Arkansas and LSU, to give Kentucky a chance. And Kentucky's going to have to win out. And their two biggest games, UGA and Tennessee, right, are coming up. So, Tommy, sticking with you, who do you got in this matchup?
You know, normally I pick Georgia because they just always seem to find a way to win games, except when I expect them to win. So just my actual bias makes me want to pick them. But I think Kentucky has a pretty good chance here. you know, their offense is firing pretty well. You know, they're scoring almost 28 points a game, which is clearly enough to beat Georgia. So I think they do actually pull it out.
Okay. And where do you stand on the UF at Arkansas matchup?
I am going to have to go with Florida. Because even though their schedule hasn't necessarily proven it, I think they are the better team.
Fair enough. Andrew, you tend to make the more logical picks. You've got Georgia and Kentucky. I know you hate Georgia. Would you take them? And then, of course, you've kind of flipped back and forth on the Hogs. They always seem to go away from whichever way you pick. So, Georgia, Kentucky, UF at Arkansas. Give it to me, Andrew.
So, Georgia, Kentucky is a really interesting game because both Georgia and Kentucky statistically are giving up more points per game than they are scoring. Georgia gives up 26.1 per game, only scoring 23. Kentucky gives up 30 per game, only scoring 27. You know, Kentucky likes to run the ball, and they seem to have not defended great. You know, Georgia's just young and inexperienced. And, you know, I'm kind of with Tommy. You know, Georgia always just seems to find ways to win games just to piss me off. And I think this is going to be another one. I think Georgia is going to be able to score enough points and play just enough defense to beat Kentucky and kind of end our, oh, God, could Kentucky win the East kind of idea and push Georgia closer to making a bowl game and kind of silence the, well, we shouldn't have fired Mark Richt crowd a little bit. Now, in terms of Florida and Arkansas, I think that Arkansas wins it. You know, I keep waiting for Arkansas to kind of have this signature-type game. You know, their biggest thing is they can't play defense. They're also giving up more points than they're scoring, and the Florida defense has been fantastic. I don't really think Florida's played any great offenses, so I think that's going to play a role in it too. But I definitely think that Arkansas is going to find a way to win this game because I have really been impressed by Austin Allen when he can stay on his feet.
All right, fair enough. Kentucky's got a 42% chance of winning the Georgia game. And in that particular game, I'm going to go with my heart because I want to believe that Kentucky can still give themselves a chance. They're at home, and I think every year they look for something to kind of get them out of this doldrum because they feel like they can't succeed outside of basketball season. And this might be a good year for them. So I'm going to take Kentucky in this matchup. This would be their one chance to prove themselves, and it would get them to a bowl game over – I'm sure what they consider a rival. I think this would be a big game for them to win. In the other game, I've got to go with my head. I'm going to take Florida. And kind of what you pointed out, Andrew, and what I talked about earlier with the Army game. Florida just plays really solid defense. Maybe they haven't played anybody very talented yet. You can make that argument. But they've only given up 12 points a game. They only give up 240 yards total per game. So I just like their odds. I can't turn away from a defense like that. All right, next up on the list, we've got Wisconsin, who's again got a win out at Andrew's dark horse favorite, Northwestern. So I'm going to be straightforward. I just don't really care much about the Big Ten at this point, and neither does the playoff committee, apparently. They are just crowning Michigan as the winner of it all at the moment. But Wisconsin's an interesting story. Andrew, which are you going to pick against, the fun story or your boys up in Northwestern?
Well, Alex Hornibrook has thrown more interceptions than he's thrown touchdown passes. They're still playing a two-quarterback system at Wisconsin, and they're living and dying by their defense. Northwestern's got one of the best running backs and wide receivers in the Big Ten, Justin Jackson, Carr. You know, and Thorson's kind of rolling into being a fairly decent quarterback with his ability to move the ball around. I think it's going to be an extremely low-scoring game because I don't think you score a lot of points in Wisconsin. But Northwestern's had some close losses to good teams, to Nebraska and Ohio State this season. And I think Northwestern just finds a way to win this game.
All right. bold pick coming from the man who picked Kansas to beat Oklahoma last week.
You know, it's just like the gypsy woman said.
Hey, you know. The glass eye doesn't lie, you know. Except, sadly, the glass eye doesn't talk. Tommy, go ahead.
You know, I get Andrew's faith in Northwestern scrappiness and how they always seem to beat that one team every year. But I don't think this year they beat that team. And I think Wisconsin outscrappies the Wildcats. I think their defense just shuts Northwestern down pretty solidly. And they score the one touchdown and maybe a field goal or two that they need to win the game.
Yeah, this is a tricky one for me because Northwestern's one of those teams that tends to go against the grain whenever you try and pick them. They'll just kind of flip the other way. They're very bipolar. They kind of belong in the ACC like that. I'm going to take Wisconsin just because of the consistency. They've done really well. The one blemish on the record was a very weird game against Georgia State. And then their other two losses were close losses to Ohio State and Michigan. I think they're very talented. I don't know what's going to happen in the future with their playoff committee, but I think in terms of this game, they're going to win pretty handily. All right, next up, Nebraska at Ohio State. Nebraska must win to maintain their control over the Big Ten Wests. Pretty straightforward. Nobody likes going to the Horseshoe on the road at night, but Ohio State has struggled of late. So, Tommy, do you think the Buckeyes are going to drop one here?
No, I think Ohio State wins.
All right, that's pretty straightforward. So, Andrew, what do you think of the Ohio State University's chances here?
You know, my thought on it is Nebraska's loss was an overtime loss to Wisconsin, the same Wisconsin team that took Ohio State to overtime. I think this game's going to be a lot closer than the 18-point spread. I don't really want to say I think Nebraska's going to go in and win. I think Ohio State wins it. But both of these teams really like to put up points. So I think it might be a little bit of a shootout with Ohio State finally kind of pulling away right at the end.
Okay. So I'll be the one. I'll let this game be the one where I pick crazy. I'll say Nebraska wins this game. Ohio State has really struggled as of late to keep teams down. And, I mean, you saw it against Northwestern. Nebraska's a better team than that. They'll certainly beat the spread, but I think I'm going to go ahead and pick them and say Nebraska wins this game. It's got to happen. One of my upsets has got to come true eventually. Next up, Texas at Texas Tech. We're continuing to watch, see if Charlie Strong can last the rest of this year and get into another year at Texas. We kind of already talked about this with Texas's bowl chances, but Texas Tech is, again, one of those teams where all offense, no defense. It's hard to say how that game's going to turn out. Andrew, who do you have in this matchup?
Well, it's interesting because we saw last week against TCU, Texas Tech actually won a fairly low-scoring game in two overtimes. You know, and Texas is all right defensively. Texas Tech is terrible. I think this might turn into another kind of game like the Oklahoma game where no one really stops anyone and whoever just happens to score last scores the touchdown that wins it. But I think that is going to be Texas. I think they're somewhat rounding into form. You know, and I think the kids are really fighting for Charlie Strong. It's going to be interesting because I think a lot of it is going to be on the shoulders of Donta Foreman, the running back at Texas. I think they're really going to try to get the running game going against a pretty weak Texas Tech defense.
Oh, an absolutely weak Texas Tech defense. Tommy, how are you feeling? Are you going to go with?
I think Texas wins this. And, you know, I'm looking back at Texas Tech and, you know, their offense scores. I mean, Pat Mahomes has – their quarterback has 3,500 passing yards this year and 28 touchdowns. I mean, just an ungodly amount of passing yards, and that's the way Kingsbury runs his offense, and that's what they're supposed to do. But even though it is a shootout, I think Texas wins this because there's nothing on Texas – Tech schedule that really shines as a
Tommy's picking
at
Tommy is fatting, Andrew. Tommy's picking Texas. I think it's going to be a hell of a close game, and the FPI seems to agree with me. It's 54% to 46%. I'm going to side with everybody else. I just made a crazy pick with Nebraska. I can't do too many crazy picks. So I'm going to stick with Texas like everybody else. Make the smart pick. So I'm sorry, Tommy. You're kind of fading in and out there, but I'm going to try and hand it over to you again. It's Georgia Tech at UNC. Half of our team will be there. Tommy, tell me why you're not picking Georgia Tech this time. All right, Andrew, I'll start with you in that case. I'm not actually sure which way you're going to go with this pick.
You know, I'm really not sure which way I'm going to go with this pick, to all honesty. You know, this is a game that's been a fairly well-contested game as of late. You know, Georgia Tech blew a 21-point lead last year at home to lose to North Carolina. The game before that, you know, was a shootout late score fest. The game before that was in a torrential downpour where the Yellow Jackets won. And then in 2012, the last time that Tech played North Carolina on North Carolina's homecoming, they won the game 68-50. So I definitely think this is going to be a game that's going to be an offensive showcase. Neither team really likes to play defense. I'm not sure if we'll see a Big 12 type showcase of offenses, but I think that it's really going to be a, you know, whichever defense can do just enough to get that one or two stops, I think is going to be able to win the game. You know, all of Carolina's games recently have been really close. The same thing with Georgia Tech. You know, it's an 11-point spread. I don't really see it being 11 points. And I believe the over-under's 60. I would take the over. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. You know, and I'm going to be a homer. I think Tech gets the one stop or forces the one or two turnovers just enough for them to be able to score and beat Carolina. But it's going to be a shootout, and it's going to be a close one.
All right. Tommy, are you actually connected right now? All right. Tommy is, in fact, out. He sent me his picks over text message. All right. I'm going to pick UNC. Partially because I'm staying with you and Elizabeth, and I don't want to get stabbed in the middle of the night. But partially, I just think it's a smart pick to make right now, man. We're a good team, but going on the road is going to be a challenge. Also, past 4 years, whenever I pick this match, I've picked the wrong team. So I got to believe that Georgia Tech can come out. But anyway, so I'm going to pick UNC. I'm going to do the smart thing and say Tommy would have picked UNC because I knew that because he's going for the 0-4 right now. All right. Next up, I'm going to start with Tommy's picks since he can't speak for himself for the personal picks. He has Penn State over Iowa, I believe. No, sorry, Iowa over Penn State, rather. So he's got Iowa over Penn State. Andrew, who do you have in the matchup?
The game that I'm actually really excited for, and it kicks off at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday, which is kind of weird, is the Notre Dame-Navy game live from Shere Khan Memorial, whatever the actual name of it is, stadium in Jacksonville. You know, why Navy's playing Notre Dame in Jacksonville, you know, cool. But I think Navy wins this one. Will Worth has really stepped into replacing Tago Smith when he got injured, and Navy's really got that offense firing. They're running the ball well. They're scoring points. Notre Dame's really just kind of questioned. Well, they fired a defensive coordinator. They're trying to figure their stuff out. And I think this is a game that just sets up well for Navy to go into what technically I believe is Everbank Field in Jacksonville and win.
You had to go and steal my pick, didn't you? You had to go and steal my pick. All right. I'm going to take a real serious shot in the dark. I'm going to say NC State upsets Florida State.
There. That pick might get you stabbed more than the North Carolina pick.
Well, that's a distinct possibility. I don't get why she hates NC State so much, but I'm sure I'm going to find out when I get up there. I just think Florida State has been all over the map this year, ranging from bad to good. We don't know enough about them, and NC State is playing some seriously talented ball. So I'm going to go with the crazy upset. Probably won't happen, but hey, you never know. All right. Last pick. Alabama at LSU. I mean, there's not much to say. It's been the big matchup in the SEC for the past, God, it feels like 10 years now. I mean, LSU has kind of fallen apart early on in the season. Ed Orgeron's taken over. He's really turned up the offense. It's kind of given LSU new hope, but Bama is the Death Star for all intents and purposes until somebody can take him down. So, Andrew, I'm sorry, I'm just going to do my thing. Andrew, why are you picking Bama?
You know, I think Alabama's going to win the game, like you said. I don't think that we've seen a better marriage of a talented young quarterback and a great offensive coordinator as we've seen Jalen Hurts and Lane Kiffin. I mean, they just seem to be able to get the best out of each other. Kiffin's called some great games. Hurts makes plays with his hands, makes plays with his feet. You know, it's weird to see Alabama do on offense a lot of what they've done, and I think it's a lot of credit to Nick Saban, who instead of sticking his head in the mud and trying to do the same thing, brought in a coordinator and allows him the freedom to really try and utilize the weapons he has. You know, LSU's been scoring a little bit better. You know, there's still a team that's really talented on defense. But, again, I think it's – as I've said before, this may be Nick Saban's most talented team he's ever had at Alabama. You know, the interesting question to me is, can Alabama score another non-offensive touchdown and keep the streak going?
Yeah, that's the only question in my mind. I'm taking Bama. I think I kind of made the statement last week or the week before. I kind of lose track at this point. Bama, their only chance of losing to me that I could see in the regular season was against Texas A&M. And honestly, they played worse at home than they have on the road in recent years. So, yeah, I don't see this one even being close. I don't like to speak for Tommy, but he didn't send me the pick, so I'm just going to make an assumption he's going to pick Bama too. And again, this is not me hating on LSU. This is just Bama is so damn good. Like, how do you go against that? All right. Well, Andrew, we finished up early, and Tommy isn't here to complain. Do you have anything you'd like to shout? Anybody you'd like to shout out to before we wrap up?
No, but, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the coaching carousel starts to shake out. You know, with LSU being a big-time job and being the big-time job that's open, and it'll be interesting to see what other teams kind of look at getting rid of their coaches because they're going to be competing with LSU for hiring.
All right. I'd like to give a shout-out real fast to the Chicago Cubs because it looks like at this exact moment, I mean, things could change very easily. They're going to make it to Game 7. So, here's to you guys hoping you break the curse, man. I mean, either way, somebody's going to be very happy, Cleveland or Chicago. But I would love to see this curse who has hung over them for so long finally get snapped.
You know, it would be kind of poetic justice for a Cleveland team to blow a 3-1 lead.
Oh, that would be funny. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my Atlanta Hawks. Since we're thinking about writing the basketball stuff, I'm really impressed with the 3-0 start. Who could have thought Dwight Howard could ball?
I mean, he's got like 6 of his 10 baby mamas in the stands watching him. Of course he's going to play great.
His elbows, his shoulder. Can we find a way to market
his shoulders, homie? Like, his shoulders make me ashamed of my shoulders.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up for the night. Thank you, as always, for listening. If you'd like, you can read more of our articles at toemeetsleather.net. As always, have a good rest of your week. Bye-bye, everybody.